Next patient is Barbara Zdanis. That is Z-D-A-N-I-S. Zdanis. Z-D-D as in David. A-N-I-S. Zdanis Barbara. B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 7/24/1970. Date of visit is 6/12/25. Please make copy for Margaret Chang, C-H-A-N-G, Margaret. The next paragraph. Dear Margaret, thank you for sending Barbara Zdanis for formal evaluation. Thanks. Paragraph. H. Presenellis. This is a 54-year-old female who was admitted to Halifax Medical Center on November 5/24 with ST of pneumonia and pleurisy. Was treated with antibiotic therapy and bronchodilators. And had a CT chest done in November 24, which showed irregular ground glass densities in the right lung apex, as well as ground glass density in the right lung apex measuring about 2 centimeters, and also a tiny lung nodule in the right lung field, as well as pleural thickening in the posterior mid lung zones bilaterally, with no evidence of significant consolidation. There are small lymph nodes noted in the upper mediastinum, up to 6 millimeters. The patient was subsequently discharged, and she was on a tapering dose of steroids. The patient then underwent a pulmonary function study in January of 25, which showed no significant obstructive or restrictive disease, but the diffusing capacity was moderately reduced. The the patient had significant shortness of breath with exertion, which still persists, and she also experiences pain along the right posterior back, especially on taking deep breaths. And these symptoms have recurred over the past few months. She has a rare cough, and she complains of mild wheezing. And she does have a prior history of asthma as a child. Patient denies weight loss, but does have nasal allergies, post-nasal drip, and uses montelukast 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, past history includes history for hysterectomy and history for tendon repair of the hip. She also had an oophorectomy, and she was treated for COVID-19 infections in 21 and 22. The patient was treated for pneumonia this past year. The patient also underwent a bronchoscopy this past year, which showed no unusual infection, and the cytology was benign. Next paragraph. She underwent a bronchoscopy in April of 25, which showed no malignancy, and the cultures were unremarkable. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, habits. The patient smoked about half a pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use moderate. Next paragraph, family history. Father has history of COPD. Mother is in good health. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, no glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, but has mild hoarseness and wheezing. She has coughing spells and shortness of breath with activity. She has no abdominal pains or heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. She has chest and back pain and palpitations. She has some anxiety and depression. She has hay fever and asthmatic attacks. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. She has headaches and no memory loss or skin rash. Next, med list. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Lexapro 20 milligrams daily. Xanax 0.25 milligrams PRN. Trazodone 50 milligrams HS. Estradiol 1 milligrams a day. And Wegovy injection 20 milligrams weekly. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert. Pale, no acute distress. There was no cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 70. Pulse is 75. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 145. Saturation 99. HEND non-cephalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional wheezes are scattered in the upper lung fields, no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, an S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor deficit. Cranial is grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Reactive airway disease and recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is chest pain, possible pleuritic pain. Number 3 is anxiety and depression. Number 4, lung nodules. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, Z-rate, IgE level, ANA panel. She was also advised to go on Zithromax 500 milligrams daily times 5 days, and advised prednisone 30 milligrams daily times 7 days, 20 milligrams daily times 7 days, and 10 milligrams daily times 7 days. A CT of the chest will be obtained in approximately 8 weeks. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 8 weeks. I will make an addendum after her next visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for our Margaret Chang.